This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I've been talking about this, it's just a mask, and we let off the other day on the program with a clip from an audio, it was a video. But it was a guy essentially giving his take on it's just a mask. And he gave a really good explanation, but then he segued into it's just a vaccine. And I want to play that for you on the Kevin Jackson Show, a person who has decided I'm not wearing a mask. Actually, I should correct that. I now have a mask, and you know what it looks like? It looks like a mesh. And you can breathe through it like as if there's nothing on your face. And I did it intentionally. I asked Melissa to go get me some cloth that would, you know, it's got the mask shape and everything. It might as well just be the frame of a mask. You know what I'm saying? Because you can breathe through it freely. Now, it doesn't make the bigger point that we shouldn't be wearing masks or forced to wear anything to begin with. And just so you guys are aware, I had discussions in the past couple of days with the legal team around mask mandates, getting rid of mask mandates. I have 845 people that responded back to a tweet where I said, would you want to be part of a class action lawsuit that prevents mask wearing ever again? And I want to force the government to have to take a look at this. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, that's where you can find us. But I want to play part two of It's Just a Mask, and this has to do with vaccines.
Do you know what's coming next? It's just a vaccine. Come on. It's for the greater good. Wait until you're told that you can't enter any store or business without proof of the vaccine. Wait until you can't go to public events or get on a plane without proof of receiving the vaccine. Don't think it's possible? You've already allowed the government to say when you can go outside and when your children can take part in a new digital education. And this was just in the last 100 days. And you followed blindly because you were told to do so. You're kidding yourself if you think this mass behavior won't be repeated with a vaccine or whatever the next step is. Once they have popular control, they have the masses. I'm sure there are many people who know that they should do something, but it's always been easier to ignore it than fight back. We've seen it in other countries throughout the years, but it could never happen here in America, right? They have you without a thought, without a fight. Just about everyone around you and everyone walking the streets right now gave in and went with the herd. They didn't do this because they were afraid. They did it because they were lazy. Being lazy is always easier and is built on compromise. This time, however, is different. Sure, you're comfortable sitting on your couch watching streaming movies, but consider this. Outside your house, almost nothing is happening. There are almost no sports anywhere. The city basketball courts are empty. The park baseball fields are empty. Soccer fields, skateboard parks, volleyball courts. Nothing is being used.
It's kind of ominous when you think about it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Nothing's being used. I mean, there's a pickup game in my neighborhood every now and then, but there used to be one every night. I always think about the people that, as I drive by these buildings that are empty, restaurants that are empty, all the drive-through stuff, and this sort of mentality now, we're getting this mentality of waiting in line. And it always harkens me back to Soviet Russia, you know, when they waited in line for toilet paper and vodka. And then I remember how much we cared about toilet paper only a couple months ago? We were afraid of, oh my gosh, we could run out. I know, folks. I feel a change coming. It's not good for this country. I've always said this. I've said about America, we have it in our DNA. We have freedom in our DNA. But you know what I've witnessed in the past 100-plus days? I've noticed that freedom that I felt like has been in part of our DNA is gone. It's been swept away in this whole hysteria around something that doesn't kill at the level that it even, that, not even close. And I ask myself, how can we change so easily and so quickly? And then I think about all the things leading up to this, all the things leading up to electing a worthless black president like Barack Obama. Now, I'm happy he got elected because it gave us a corrector. It gave us somebody that made the pendulum swing back to the center, that being Donald Trump. Because the pendulum has swung so far left, it's ridiculous. It isn't swinging far right. Don't fool yourself for a second. Donald Trump is a pragmatist. He's not going to let it go extreme right. He's going to let it go extreme practical. Extreme what's best for the country, even if at times we don't like it. And I'm going to tell you right now, this money that's being spent, this money being thrown at the problem, I don't like it. But I do like the way he's handling it. I like the way he's forcing the Democrats' hands. So we got a lot to talk about today. I just wanted to play the second part of that. And I'm probably going to play a piece of it until we're done. There's only a couple more. I'm not going to do it today. But I want to play. I want you to understand how somebody interprets what we're seeing here, and this guy put a lot of thought into this, because in the next segment he talks about churches and schools. Kids, the debate right now is, should the kids stay home? I saw this story. A teacher died 100 miles away from Phoenix. They found a story about a teacher dying from the Wu flu, and this principal says, I can't lose any more teachers. Now, I could be left to come up with my own conclusion and say, you're in a podunk little town and you lost a quarter of your staff. Yeah, I get it. You don't want to lose any more teachers. But he acted as if, you know, the Wu flu took her out, and they do a profile on this woman, and the Wu flu did take her out, supposedly. I mean, she was kind of an overweight, chubby Hispanic lady. So I don't know if it did or not. Could have been a heart attack. But they claimed that it was the Wu flu, and it got me thinking, do teachers not die? What, has this man never lost an employee, never lost a teacher? I remember I was working at a company, Flexible Computer. It's gone now. But we interviewed a guy for, he was going to be a draftsman. And I see this guy, and he's yellow. I'm not talking Asian. This dude was yellow. And so I looked out. He was a nice guy. He looked up. He's in a suit. And I said, hey, how you doing? I walked by, was going to my office, and he waved and said hello. And my boss, Clay, came to me on the, this was like on a Friday, on Monday. I said to Clay, I went, man, you know, who was that dude that was interviewing with us? He goes, yeah, that guy was interviewing as a draftsman. I said, he was yellow. And Clay goes, yeah. I said, where is he? He says, he died. People die. And yes, teachers die. Even of the flu.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I had to recognize a couple of people. The station out in Tampa sent me some fan mail. And I get these long letters from some folks. And I want to tell you, I really appreciated it. And I wanted to, I'm not going to read your names, but one gentleman wrote me a letter that I think was 6 pages long. It had to do with the mask. And a young lady wrote me a letter regarding a host of issues, and it was front and back, maybe, 5 pages, total of 10. And to pick up a pen and write to somebody that they inspire you to such a degree that you want to write to them, I can't thank you enough. And here's the other thing that kind of surprised me. You've got to call, you got to find the radio station's address, and then send it, and then, of course, they forwarded it to me. But I want to thank you guys for doing that. So what do I want to talk about now? I want to talk about Donald Trump doing Barack Obama's dirty work. And Barr, I talked about it earlier, he's arrested over 1,000 people. And he's doing essentially what Barack Obama should have been doing. 200 of these people involved in federal crimes. And he's just getting started. In the world of defund the police, there are consequences, finally, folks, to the actions of leftists. And this crime wave that has hit America. You see these things in movies and you think it can't happen. You watch Batman series and you see Gotham and it's under attack by the Penguin or the Joker. And you think, that's crazy talk. Escape from L.A., these movies of apocalyptic type scenarios. And then you look at the real world that Democrats have set up and you say to yourself, wow. Obama set the ball rolling with this war on police. He started over a decade ago. The media has compounded this growing hatred of the men and women in blue. They intentionally shine the light only on the worst of police, and in some cases, it's not even bad cops. It's cops like Darren Wilson that are doing their job, like the cops in Atlanta who gave whatever that guy's name was. They practically should have charged the city for a therapy session with this guy. He was drunk in public. Somebody else calls the cops. He tries to kill them, and we got to burn stuff down. Anyway, injustices that they will only showcase when it involves black people. And Donald Trump stepped into this clown show, and he decided to showcase the realities. And he's saying, I'm not giving you a pass because you're black. I'm not making some special dispensation to the black community because we are one America. Lawlessness needs to be stopped. Anyway, these municipalities have become war zones. They're more dangerous than Iraq. They're more dangerous than Afghanistan. Every one of these major cities is under fire. Citizens afraid to go out at night. Afraid in Seattle just to drive their car to a downtown area because they got to worry if they're going to get killed by Antifa. At the very least, they're going to get car damage. And then at the highest level, these people that condone this stuff, they've gotten away with it. Hillary Clinton, scot-free, gotten away, Jim Comey, etc. And we're finally getting to the point where we believe justice will get served. Anyway, let me tell you more about what Barr did. At least 217 people have been charged with a federal crime. More than 1,000 arrests made in major metropolitan areas since the DOJ launched Operation Legend in July. Now, this is Barr giving a body count on the number of people. And let me tell you, he's sending a shot over the bow to say, we're just getting started. Do you think that the Trump campaign thinks that it's not going to get back in? They're starting this program. Barr, as I told you guys, I alluded earlier in the broadcast and another time, we did another story about this. I said, Barr knows what's coming. And he's saying, no, we're just getting started. Nearly 400 firearms seized by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Barr launched this operation on July the 8th as, quote, a sustained, systematic, and coordinated law enforcement initiative in which the federal government agencies work in conjunction with state and local enforcement officials to fight violent crime. And do you know there are Democrats who are upset at him for doing this? The operation was named in honor of 4-year-old Legend Taliaferro, who was shot and killed while he slept. Early morning, June 29th in Kansas City. That's why they call it Operation Legend. Shot and killed. Legend is a symbol of the many hundreds of innocent lives that have been taken in the recent upsurge in crime in many of our urban areas, said Barr. He says the federal government has dispatched to 9 cities more than 1,000 additional agents from the FBI, ATF, Drug Enforcement Administration. Remember, the Democrats are mad. These guys, they said, were unbadged. They didn't have credentials. They were putting people into vans. You watch Antifa people screaming, stop that! Leave them alone! Leave them alone! You watch leftist mayors say, not in my city will I allow the government to stop all this violent crime. You're going to stop it. And I want to tell you, you're welcome. That's what Donald Trump should be saying to you. You're welcome. Because what he's showcasing is exactly the craziness that's happening in these cities to where mayor of Chicago, mayor of Seattle, mayor of Portland, they say to their citizens, how dare Donald Trump try to stop crime in our city. How dare Donald Trump try to protect black citizens so they can go out in peace and quiet in their neighborhoods and actually enjoy their lives? Yeah, good fight. I want to see how that works out for the left. Operation Legend. I'm looking at a picture of this beautiful little black face of this kid killed at the age of 4 years old. They found this killer, Ryson Ellis, second-degree murder charges. Oh, yeah, it was just a drive-by. You know, Black Lives Matter, though, right? It was just a drive-by. He was just trying to get to somebody else over nonsense, turf battle for drugs or who knows. We need to refund the police, not defund the police. And the Trump administration is not taking civil unrest lightly. Big cities can slash their laws and you know, pretend that the law doesn't exist. They can slash their budgets, whatever. But the Trump administration allocated $78.5 million in grant funds, and they say, put more officers on the street, hire prosecutors, the technology to go after these people with illegal weapons and so on and so forth. But what did Obama do? What did he do? His legacy is he fanned the flames of divisiveness, of racism. He put the target on the backs of police officers. He made it a black lotto to get hurt or shot by the cop. That's what they want. That's what many in the leftist black community want, sad to say. Anyway, Donald Trump's putting an end to it. The nation should thank him for it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal courthouse in Portland is closed amid a threat that was received saying a vehicle filled with explosives would hit the federal building on Friday. This is news that police officers have arrested more than 500 people during protests and riots in Oregon's largest city since May. President Trump says he'll keep the United States safe, strong, prosperous, and free. The president on what was not said at the Democratic National Convention.
He didn't talk about law enforcement. He didn't talk about bringing safety to Democrat-run cities that are totally out of control and they have no clue. China was never mentioned in any way, shape, or form. China will own our country if he gets elected. They will own our country, and we're not going to let that happen.
President Trump speaking in Arlington, Virginia. This is USA Radio News. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy was testifying on Capitol Hill today. Democrats, without proof, are accusing DeJoy of trying to undermine the 2020 election. DeJoy reiterating at the hearing,
"The Postal Service is fully capable and committed to delivering the nation's election mail securely and on time. This sacred duty is my number one priority between now and Election Day."
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says Democrats are politicizing the post office.
"But he has already been subjected to character assassination, as Democrats have put him in the crosshairs of another hyperbolic false narrative perpetrated to gain political advantage."
Hundreds of wildfires across Northern California are claiming at least 4 lives. The fires are threatening thousands of homes and forcing many residents to weigh the risks of sheltering at an evacuation center during a pandemic. The combination of a heat wave and scores of lightning strikes started most of the fires. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know if you guys saw the exchange between Peter Navarro, who works for the president, and Chuck Todd, but it's funny in so many ways because Chuck Todd, I didn't realize he wasn't as liked. that may even be being kind. He's hated by the left. I've always thought of Chuck Todd as, how did this guy get the job? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. Yeah, so he's doing an interview with Peter Navarro, who's going to be talking about the president and the great things he's done. And it was around these executive orders that came out. And Chuck Todd blew it, man. To say, when I get to the social media part of this, you guys are going to crack up. Oh my gosh, 844-551-8255. In case you happen to catch it, let's go ahead and play that clip because you got to hear this.
Now let me ask you this, where is the president? Why was he at his golf club all weekend? Why isn't he negotiating? Look, I understand Nancy Pelosi and the president. Well, where is he? Well, why isn't he involved?
Look, you have to understand, this is the hardest working president in history. He works 24-7. He can be in Bedminster, Mar-a-Lago, the Oval Office, or anywhere in between. He can be at the Whirlpool factory like we were on Thursday, celebrating working men and women benefiting from tariffs. He's working 24-7. The problem here is Capitol Hill, the swamp, the two houses that are too far apart. I mean, the Lord and the Founding Fathers created executive orders because of partisan bickering and divided government. That's what we have here. But the president's taking action. His constituency, let's be clear, his constituency is mainstream Republicans, blue-collar Democrats, and independents who are sick and tired of the swamp. And he reached out and he took action. He didn't have to sign those executive orders. He could have just let this keep going. He did not do that. He took action.
Right. Welcome back. Peter Navarro, that was not like the most professional. He took him apart. He did this. He works 24-7. Doesn't matter whether he's taking a poop. Doesn't matter whether he's changing a diaper. Doesn't matter whether he's kissing on Melania. 24-7, the man is at it. Doesn't matter whether he's golfing, swimming, wrestling crocodiles. The man is working. And then he goes on, he says, the problem is Capitol Hill is a swamp. The two houses are apart. Now, I want you to understand the backdrop. Chuck Todd is mad because the president won't negotiate with Congress and let all this pork in. He went around them. Just so you guys are aware, Pelosi and Schumer want to come back to the negotiation table. I don't know if you guys heard this. Did you guys know? Because I didn't see it in my notes. I'm looking at my producers. I found this out. Melissa was telling me, yeah, they want to come back to the negotiation. No, forget those executive orders. You know, even though they did exactly what we ultimately want to get done, they don't have any pork. We need pork. please come back to the negotiation table. So that's what Chuck Todd is arguing about. He's saying he doesn't even want to negotiate. And Navarro says, the Lord and the founding fathers gave the president the right to do executive orders. And that just sent leftists, oh my gosh, they were fit to be tied. I want to get to the social media piece of this. I really do. See, I told you guys that Donald Trump doing this would make the left go crazy, because even with Navarro giving that very hilarious example of Donald Trump working 24/7, and it doesn't matter whether he's got, and by the way, I believe that. I believe Donald Trump eats, drinks, sleeps, and flatulates, is that a word? He does, that's what he cares about this country. It's 24/7. So much so that we don't hear very much about his trophy wife, FLOTUS. I mean, Trump is a bad boy, but let's face it, Melania is she's hot. And you don't hear much about her. Now, keep in mind, the press doesn't want you to hear much about her, because then you got to compare it to old Mo, right? Michelle Obama. And then, well, things get ugly. You know what I'm saying, right? Okay, good. So, long story short, people are mad. They're upset. Let's just go to some of these clips, some of these things that they said. So, the average black man tweeted, Peter Navarro spouts 2 minutes of ridiculous propaganda on why the COVID-19 failure is somehow Dems' fault. Chuck Todd, I take your point. Now, I didn't even hear that part. It wasn't in that clip, so maybe he was watching more of Chuck than I was. But he didn't appreciate the spanking that Navarro gave Todd at the matter at hand, so he shifted the conversation to the Wu flu, because the part of the clip that was shown that he should have been commenting on had nothing to do with the Wu flu. It had to do with, where's Donald Trump, and why is he at his golf facility? How dare he take a minute to go do something non-presidential after he issued probably some of the most groundbreaking executive orders in his whole presidency. Anyway, here's another one. Scott Weinberg questioned Todd's journalism credentials, and here's what he tweeted. I wonder if professional journalists giggle when they pass Chuck in the hallway. I hope they do. That one really tickled me. But here's why. Because the dude thinks they're a professional journalist in MSNBC. And he's like, I hope the professional journalist passed Chuck Todd. and giggle at him. And laugh at him. What? Chuck Todd. First of all, if you find a professional journalist in MSNBC, please let me know. Oh, man, that one cracked me up. Oh, but here's one. Judy Monaco tweeted this. Chuck Todd is an embarrassment to MSNBC, reputable news broadcasters, to himself, and to all of us. They need to recast. Maybe Brian Williams. You heard that right. Maybe Brian Williams. This one was all, I'm telling you, this was the one that I went, you've got to be kidding me. Brian Williams, the guy who lied about everything in his life, would be a good replacement for Chuck Todd. Now, I'm not going to argue with her. He very well could be. But I want you to understand the standards that you would have to want Brian Williams to come back. God, isn't this crazy? Anyway, the piling on continued. Eric Robertson wrote this. It is journalistic malpractice to let the rant go on like this. Bad on you, NBC News. Meet the press. Chuck Todd is a failed journalist. Thousands of people could do better. See, this is kind of the tack that I had when I was, before I got a deal with Fox. I would watch people interview. And by the way, even today, now that I am a seasoned professional and know how to do this, I watch people argue a point on Fox News and I chuckle to myself and go, y'all miss me. I know you do. It's drivel. Well, this person's going, Chuck Todd is drivel, which for the record, I don't disagree. I want you to understand This is a weird thing to say on the Kevin Jackson Show. I agree with these leftists. I agree with them. Chuck Todd is a hack of a media guy. A hack. I remember when he took over for Tom, was it Tom Brokaw? Or whatever, it was Meet the Press, NBC. I remember, and I went, where did they dig this dude? You know who he reminds me of? Have you seen the movie Something About Mary? The guy that plays Woogie? Y'all know what I'm talking about? He's a weird-looking dude. Chris something? Weird-looking dude. But he was in a lot of movies during that time. I guess he had naked pictures of Weinstein or something. But he reminds me of that guy. Because he's not handsome. He's not articulate. He's not clean. He doesn't appear to have a whole lot of intellect. I've watched his interviews and I go, that's just a weird question. The questions don't connect logically to me. Now, I think differently, so I'll give him that. But just a weird guy. And I remember when he took over and I thought, how did this is like affirmative action dude style. Where they were like, no, we're not going to go for the pretty blonde hair, you know, bombshell that graduated from journalism school and, you know, cut her teeth in investigative reporting. We're going to go for this chubby little, you know, redhead that has no redeeming qualities. And that's kind of where I looked at Chuck Todd. But people apparently feel the same about him because, boy, they do not like this dude. Leftists attack each other. Sasha Stone was one of the only ones I read that said, calm down, here's what she wrote. That people are condemning Chuck Todd and spending so much outrage tips on that is just one of the ways we are exhausting ourselves. I know it can't be stopped, but it's becoming a problem on the left. Let's let it go and move on. She's really looking for some help for Chuck. It's like she's saying, look, he screwed up, but let's just get along. And I suspect, folks, this is the kind of dissension that can be felt everywhere as leftists begin contemplating their futures and wondering how they got so splintered. They want us to believe we are, but they're the ones.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Goodyear. Goodyear tires. I remember when I bought a sports car. It was a Toyota Supra. 1986 and a half. That car was spectacular. It's a boat anchor now. I mean, you know, it's not that fast. I mean, it was fast for its time in the day, but it was a heavy car. 3,480 pounds. And, so, you know, you couldn't accelerate quickly. But it was state-of-the-art, man. I mean, that car was gorgeous. I would have Porsches and even Ferraris looking at me because I had one of six that had landed in the United States. But I remember it had Goodyear GTs on it, low profile. And I thought, I mean, that car was unbelievable. It was the first really slick new car that I ever owned. I bought it as an engineer when I worked at a company called Recognition Equipment. It was a kind of a, I don't know, a gift to myself at the time. I could barely afford it, seriously, but I looked good in it. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Have you had a car like that? Anyway, that feeling it gives you? But it had Goodyear tires, and I remember I blew one of them out, and I had to go get that tire replaced. It was $200, and I dang near had a stroke. And everybody was like, well, man, if you can afford a car like this, that's no big deal. I was like, oh, yeah, it is, because I was barely in that bad boy. But Goodyear, it was a mark of quality. And I remember when I went to get tires, I was like, can you put something else on it? He's like, dude, you're going to want these Goodyears. You're going to keep this. I was like, all right, whatever. And I don't know. I mean, Cooper makes a good tire. I've got Yamamotos or something on my car right now. They're phenomenal tires. But Goodyear's in the news. The law enforcement puts their lives on the line, and companies like Goodyear turn their back on them. And that's what Goodyear did. Yeah, let me let you hear the clip from the news group that handled it, because Goodyear says, we didn't do it, it was one rogue group, and we'll talk about that. But here's the clip.
A Topeka Goodyear employee sent 13 News this photo of a slide shown during a meeting updating workers on company policy. Today, 13 News obtained an audio recording of the presentation. The speaker referenced instances of racial graffiti in the locker room and detailed what is and is not allowed under the company's zero tolerance policy.
Some people may wish to express their views on social justice or inequity or equity issues such as Black Lives Matter or LGBTQ. Pride on their face covering shirts or wristbands, that will be deemed approved because it complies with zero tolerance standards. However, if any associate wears all blue White Lives Matter shirts or face covering, that will be not appropriate.
The unidentified speaker says the rules were created to make a better work environment.
There's rules now around what you can wear. Try to comply with these so that way everybody feels good in this factory. I want to make sure, guys, think about what we do in this factory, right? We all work together to make tires. That's what we do. That's what we get paid to do. So let's continue to do that, to do the right thing, keep this place what it's always been, a good place to work.
The speaker does not specifically mention the Donald Trump Make America Great Again slogan shown on the slide, but did say political campaigns are a no-go.
With elections coming, I see a lot of people wearing, election-type stuff. Democrat, Republican, Trump, Biden, Sanders, whatever. Okay? That will no longer be allowed in the plant. No face masks, no shirts, anything political will not be allowed in the plant.
The photo has since gained national attention, including an acknowledgement from President Donald Trump calling for a boycott on the company's tires. In a statement Wednesday morning, Goodyear said its corporate office did not create or distribute the slide. A spokesperson declined comment when 13 News asked if it was created locally or if the content was inaccurate. They referred us back to the statement, which reads, Goodyear is committed to fostering an inclusive and respectful workplace where all of our associates can do their best in a spirit of teamwork. As a part of this commitment, we do allow our associates to express their support on racial injustice and other equity issues, but ask that they refrain from workplace expressions, verbal or otherwise, in support of political campaigning for any candidate or political party, as well as other similar forms of advocacy that fall outside the scope of equity issues.
Spokesperson declined comment. We didn't do it. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to It Is Me. I'm your Huckleberry. So, Goodyear. Yeah, I love. So, social justice stuff is okay. BLM, LGBTQ is approved. I wonder if corporate has approved that. If I were going to play Perry Mason, I'd say, well, since we don't have an official statement from corporate, just what the Toledo plant did, how about corporate tell us what is legit? How about we parse what you did say from what you didn't say? Can we get your existing corporate manual? It's got to be easy to get. There's got to be somebody that's got it. I had to go through that sensitivity training at Fox News. I didn't realize it was going to apply to comments around Blasey Ford and Swetnick, the lying skanks that accuse Justice Kavanaugh of multiple parties where the women were, passed around. Okay, just to clean it up a little bit for you. Yeah, but I had to sit through that. If you work at a major company, you've got to sit through that nonsense where they tell you, now listen, you should refrain from using words like a husband or pronouns and things like this because we want to raise our level of sensitivity to the idiots that believe that we should be recognizing different pronouns because of the transgender or the ungendered community or whatever they may be. Well, sorry. It drives me crazy that we've come to this type of thing. But anyway, let me go on with what this thing says. So BLM LGBT is approved, but you can't have anything like all, white, or blue. So when it comes to lives matter, color matters. Do yellow lives matter? Oh, Kevin, thank you very much. Thank you very much. What about red? Do red lives matter? I mean, it's funny to me because, you know, I take it back to the mask. Hey, listen, you can't be talking about that at the job because it may be insensitive to somebody. But here's what the guy says. We want to create a better work environment at Goodyear. So we'll capitulate to some groups, but we'll penalize others. Oh, and the group that we penalize, well, you're used to getting your way, so you shouldn't care about being penalized. So what, crackers? Doesn't matter. What do you care? You're making fat checks, right? You're all rich. You're all privileged. So what did you care that people are offensive to you? He says, we want everybody to feel good in this factory. Oh, again, except you. All the special interests, we want you to feel good. But if you happen to be an off-duty police officer or you moonlight in some sort of law enforcement, or maybe your dad's in law enforcement, or your mom's in law enforcement, or a brother or a sister. We want to offend you by not letting blue lives matter. Oh, and for the rest of you that are non-black, your lives don't matter. I don't know if you find that offensive, but Goodyear does not care. And if you happen to be of the not gay man woman movement that I started, the NGMW, and we're going to get the Qs. Because Qs are not necessarily LGBT. They can join us if they wish. But if you're part of the NMGW, not man, woman, what is it? Not gay, man, woman, the NGMW. I knew that's what I said, isn't it? And we proudly welcome you into the fold, but they don't care about you. They only care about LGBT. So you can't wear my shirt. Here's what he says. We work together. Here's the novel thing about these guys. We work together to do what? Make tires. Here, I thought they made social justice announcements. I thought Goodyear was all about, who knew that they put rubber to the road, so to speak. I thought they were an activist organization. That's what they sold. Activism. He says, we work together to make tires. And he says, let's continue to do that and do the right thing. And here's the part that really got me. He says, and let's keep this place the way it's always been. It's been an amazing place to work, according to him. Let's keep it the way it was by changing it to satisfy the special interest. And corporate says, what are you looking at us for? I mean, we didn't know anything about it. I mean, that's a rogue group. Look, I've worked in management consulting for years. I don't know any rogue groups that roll out an HR policy like that, and corporate is not aware of it. I will just put it to you this way, corporate. I'm not buying your story. I think this is exactly what you rolled out, and you got caught.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.